And a man on stage would be an actor, and a woman would be
an actress.
And anyone born in the USA is called
a citizen.
Yeah. And then if someone asked your nationality, you'd say, I'm an
American.
And let's see.
But that happened one time.
That happened to you?
Have you ever been down near the Mexico border?
Mm-mm. Houston's the farthest I've been in Texas.
We were coming, but I'd been, a couple of years before that, I'd been in Carlsbad and went down to El Paso. Mm-hmm. And they stopped us coming back up from El Paso then, because, you know, it's on the border. Well, a couple of years ago, we'd been out in the Grand Canyon and went out to Phoenix and came back through there. And just out of El Paso, leaving El Paso, the Border Patrol stopped us. And he said, state your nationality. Now do it right fast.
Yeah.
What would you say?
American.
But that's not right, is it? Because there's North America.
And that's not right. South. That's not right. You should say
USA.
USA. Yeah, or U.S. citizen, I guess, or USA, I guess. American
would cover
technically should
North,
cover
Central, and South.
Right, anybody from anywhere. But we always do that. Unfortunately, we think we are the only one.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. Go ahead with your question.
No, that's good.
They called me Buford again.
When we get through, I got a funny, really funny thing about that. It was really funny, but you referred to your race as your own race as
white,
and you refer to people of the, well, there are various races, but the only other one I guess you have around here is
Negro
and
black.
And when people are not being polite, they might say
nigger.
Yeah. And now in talking about white people who are kind of good for nothing, you might say that they're
we gotta keep it clean, had we?
Yeah, I guess.
I suppose white trash.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. Mm-hmm. If you used that term. Now, talking about a person who lives way back off in the country and just doesn't know anything about coming to town and all that, you might refer to a person like that as a
back in the sticks, or I wouldn't say.
Do they use the term hillbilly around here?
No, not really. Huh?
Have you ever heard the term Hoosier used around? Mm-hmm.
No. Not around here.
So you just wouldn't have anything,
mm-hmm,
a particular.
They're from Indiana, aren't they? The Hoosiers. Is that the
enough,
Hoosier State?
Oddly enough, that's what I'd always thought. Oddly enough, people in Marshall use that for hillbilly.
Hoosier.
Yes.
Is that right?
They do.
That's where I heard it.
They say hillbilly to include themselves. Hillbilly, mm-hmm, is a general term, sort of, but mm-hmm, they don't think it's derogatory, but, you know,
Hoosier is, huh?
Yeah. I mean, the real...
Just not quite up on that next rung of the ladder.
Yeah.
A lot of the darn.
Yeah, that's where I heard it. I just wondered if you ever heard it down.
No, not really. You say back from sticks, I guess.
Mm-hmm. If you were asking somebody, if you were going someplace and you knew you're on the right road, for example, but you were not sure of the distance, you know, that you had to go, you might ask somebody how
far it is to so and so.
And if you wanted to know how many times somebody does something like go to town or something, you might say, how
often?
And if you were agreeing with a friend or something and they said, I'm not going to vote for that guy, you might say, well, me?
Neither.